Kids cheer as they play together with three young women at the Clinical University Hospital for Children in Riga. The women are dressed up as a cross between doctors and clowns and are playing games with the children in one of the hospital's wards. Among the doctor clowns is Aneta Bashkevica. She's a 22-year-old college graduate and has been studying to become a midwife. Aneta is wearing a large, shiny bow tie on her head and strings of beads around her neck. Though each clown has a different outfit, they all have one thing in common, and that's a ball-shaped red nose, says Aneta.
The nose is the main element of our characters. We're not like clowns in a circus, since we look more like real people. We wear quite simple, colourful clothes, which are just slightly unusual and funny. And each clown has created his own character.
Aneta gives an oversized pencil and a notebook to a small girl she meets in the hospital and asks the girl to draw a picture of her mother. Aneta's character is called Dr. Mushinch. She chose the name after the nickname her father gave her when she was a child. Aneta says that she is still new at being a doctor clown and is still shaping her character.
I'll be the little artist because I know that children like it when they're given a pencil and asked to draw something for you. That's how I'm going to work and I won't use any tricks. We have some young people, clowns, who are real masters at doing tricks, but I'll do something more relaxed.
And it's no surprise that Aneta has chosen to become the little artist. She works in a small art shop and gallery in downtown Riga. The shop is run by her family and she doesn't have to worry about making a living at the moment. That said, she's working as a doctor clown purely on a voluntary basis and she knows that she will need a proper job later on. But Aneta says that she wants to help the children, though the job gets quite challenging at times.
I can't sing, but kids asked me to sing them a rock and roll song during my first time in the hospital. I never made it into a choir and I knew it sounded terrible, but the kids cheered. I guess that my acting and improvisation theatre helps me, and I'm not afraid to laugh at myself.
Aneta has been acting since she was a teenager, and at the moment she's performing in Riga's improvisation theatre, and it's here that Aneta first found out about the Dr. Clown project. Raimonds Ruzenieks is the theatre's director and he received a letter from the NGO Dr. Clown asking about candidates for the project. Ruzenieks says that he knew straight away that Aneta was the right person for the job.
As the saying goes, if you want the work to get done faster, ask a busy person to do it. Because a busy person will always find the time. Aneta is one of those people. She makes a commitment to do something and she does it.
Aneta is among the first 17 people, both men and women, to become doctor clowns in Latvia. After the participants were chosen in January, they had a three-month training course in the spring. At the moment, the clowns will only be working with kids in Riga, but more hospitals might join the project later on. Vija Rimša is a head nurse at the Children's Clinical University Hospital in Riga. She says that clowns will lighten the workload for nurses.
When you work with children, you notice that kids will sometimes cry and scream, even without being touched. Children are afraid and they don't understand. And it's the clown's task to attract their attention. Then the children are able to endure unpleasant procedures and also pain.
Though the head nurses are encouraging and supportive, Aneta says that it's not the case with every nurse. And there are parents who think that their children are afraid of clowns, though the kids don't seem to be scared, adds Aneta. She hopes that with time, people will become even more accepting of the Dr. Clown's work.
Children are the most responsive. They smile and don't let me go away. They hug me and ask whether I'll see them again. I usually reply that I'll come back next time, but I hope they'll have recovered and will be back home by then. I always have a good feeling about the work.
Anete has committed to cheer up kids twice a week for up to 6 hours a day. She says she's happy with the job because it combines her love of children with theater and medicine. And above all, she's able to cure children with the best-known medicine there is, a good dose of laughter. Anita says that laughing releases endorphins in the body, and it is the source of health and well-being. So she's always ready for a laugh. Dadar Jeozis, DW, Riga.